right.
You're listening to Off the Card, an action figure podcast, a show about action figures by kids trapped in the bodies of grown men. And here they are, live from Faraday Toys, Billy Cooper, Eric Murphy, and Joe Gardner.
I feel like this is odd. We're all in the same room.
Yeah.
This is weird. It's weird. Normally I see these guys in their own screens.
I don't even look at you. Well, I'm not going to lie. I don't turn on the video when you send me.
I mean, half the time, I'm not even wearing pants. They don't know it.
Hey, now.
All right. Well, live. I want to first thank the guys, the family here. Am I not sounding good?
You're just far away.
I'm sorry. I have a soft voice.
I know.
It's soothing.
He's a distant person.
I'm a distant person. Yeah. Well, at least I'm not all clippy and everything like normal. I want to thank the Wardwell family for inviting us out to Faraday today. We greatly appreciate it. It's been a long time since we've all been in the same room. We need to make this a normal occurrence. So, look, we've got people.
Yeah.
Hi, people.
Hey.
Howdy.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Thanks for coming.
People, awesome. So we talk about toys, and we gripe, and sometimes, usually about 45 minutes in, I start cussing. That's usually how that works, right, after image? Yeah, give or take. So if I yell earmuffs, kids, earmuff for me. What do you guys want to start with? You want to start by the great back pedal? Of 2023.
Oh yeah.
Let's
talk about that.
Hasbro has officially backpedaled on their position of the no plastic or whatever in the packaging. So their statement is, and I quote, "We wanted to share an update on packaging for Hasbro 6-inch scale figures. Based on your feedback, we will be reintroducing windows and blisters to our 6-inch fan figures beginning later this year." So that includes, paraphrase this, G.I. Joe Classifieds, Power Rangers Lightning, Star Wars Black, and Marvel Legends. Basically all their 6-inch line. So the new windows and blisters will be made from bio-PET or recycled PET, helping us achieve our priority of meeting fans' expectations, blah, blah, blah. So good backpedal. It actually didn't last as long as I thought it was going to.
No. I mean, they probably saw the news like, well, Funko's going to throw everything in the trash. I guess we can just start.
Why can't we? Yeah. No, that's no joke. I would like to see their numbers on the windowless packaging as far as sales versus the windows. Because
I was assuming quarterly. They probably did a quarterly check, and we just got out the first quarter. And they're like, first quarter sales were abysmal, and nobody's buying anything. Why? Well, you can't really look at anything. I've heard a couple of people actually buy stuff, and some of you might have done it. I see you all. Got something home, took it out, looked at it, put it right back in, sealed it up, and took it right back to the store and returned it because they saw the color and paint on it and thought it looked like garbage, and they're like, nope, you scammed me, and I'm just going to take it back.
Yeah. Now, that's one way.
That's been the primary complaint I've been reading.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've seen people pull them out, and you had a couple of people, I still don't 100% agree that it's real, say that they've ordered them and they've opened them and it'd be the wrong figure.
Well, I can say from personal experience, around Christmas, I got the Viper 3 pack off of Amazon.
Okay.
Had it discounted. You know, I knew I was taking a chance because resale. Open it up, had all the figures, absolutely none of the accessories. So
wow,
that was rather disappointing. I kept the figures because I don't have any Vipers.
How can you have little soldiers if they don't have their weapons of mass destruction?
Luckily, I've got enough extras. I think I can make up for it.
That's a damn
shame. That was, at least it was discounted.
So they're pacifist Joes. That's good. That's going to get stuff done. Okay, what else we got? I know wrestling.
Yes.
WrestleMania weekend came and went.
Yeah.
And they dropped
entirely too damn many toys.
Everything. That's what
they dropped.
Yeah.
I mean, they dropped.
How many stores got exclusives? Oh, like Target's got a
Target's
line,
got Walmart's their Legends. Got Walmart's got their Walmart exclusive. Ringside Collectibles resurrected the defining moments. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's crazy about this too, in the midst of all this, they just got bought by Endeavor for like $20 billion. So I'm interested to see how this is going to play out as far as them being purchased by a conglomerate, and now how they're, but they're dumping literally a payload. There's like 10 different elite runs they've announced.
Yeah, I noticed.
I'm just going to go over the fine points of it because we'd be here for 2 hours if I went over it. The first part of this, though, they were doing Mattel Creations, which does a lot of custom stuff. They do Kickstarters, GoFundMes for bigger projects. They did a...
They're like HasLab.
They did their version of HasLab.
Yeah.
And a couple years ago, they did their 1990s New Generation ring set. And if it hit all of its markers, it got a Diesel, a Randy Savage, a Doink the Clown, hopefully with all of its right heads.
Oh, we're going to talk about that.
Oh, yes, please. But this one was a WCW Monday Nitro edition that came with the full stage setup of Nitro, which is cool. And with that, if it hit all of its markers, it came with Diamond Dallas Page, Scott Steiner, Rey Mysterio,
Hogan,
Warrior in blue jeans and cowboy boots when he was fully off his meds. They're not hitting their marks. They already failed one goal already. You're not getting the Hogan. It's looking like it's having trouble. $400 is quite a bit for a stage setup. And to have a bunch of figures, for the most part, that were literally repackages from previous Elite runs. They weren't anything new or special, for the exception of Scott Steiner. It looks like it's not doing well. I don't think it's going to hit its numbers. But outside of that, a lot of stuff's already starting to drop. I'm noticing the Target exclusive series that has the Samoan SWAT team and Hogan and Paulie Dangerously is already out in stores.
Mm-hmm.
The Ultimate series that are coming out for Target exclusives. Yeah, there's quite a few on here.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Too damn many.
It's like you get an exclusive wave.
Yeah,
and then you get the Monday Night War
wave.
That's Walmart exclusive
as
well.
Yeah, you're getting all kinds of exclusive runs now with different.
I don't want to hear anybody ever bitch about McFarlane and exclusives ever again.
Yeah, or the over inundation of Batman figures. I'm like, for every Batman figure, there's probably
18 John Cena's.
Yeah, and at least 25 Steve Austin.
But you can't see them, ain't that right?
No, nope. Yeah, there's empty packages on the shelf.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Mattel Creations. Really, one of the big things. I'm a big Roddy Piper fan. They're doing a big Mattel Creations Colosseum collection of Roddy Piper, and with him is George the Animal Steel. Really cool set. It's like $75 for the pack. It looks killer.
It's two elites.
It's two elites in one. And it's the old school backer cards from the LGN figure style artwork, which is also really cool. They did a set before that. It just came out with Jake Roberts and Rick Rude.
The big hard ones.
The packaging looks like that, but it's the Ultimate figures.
Yeah, the packaging.
Don't say big hard ones.
There's children.
But outside of that, there's a lot of Ultimate figures. There's a new Cody Rhodes figure coming out. I mean,
The defining moments ones
really catch me and Billy both jumped at this one. There's a defining moments Mankind from Hell in the Cell. He's got his tooth
sticking
in
his nose,
blood in his mouth. He's got thumbtacks in his back.
And he turned on his back.
He's got
the
smile on his face.
Yeah. Where Mick looked up and smiled at the camera. It's that.
Yeah, and it's ringside exclusive only. Yeah. They're pre-ordering now. At one point, that figure disappeared, then came back up again. So I think that one's getting hit pretty hard.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it goes without saying.
I'm buying two just so I can throw one around.
Oh, yeah. Just every once in a while, just knock one off your table.
It's like, yeah. I hear Jim Ross in my head.
My God,
you broke him in half.
But there's a lot of great figures coming. Another, like, a really nice... when Kurt Angle first won his title at No Mercy, there's a really cool Ultimates figure of that coming out.
They're doing some really interesting dives.
Amazon exclusive Undertaker and Gobbledygooker 2-pack, because that was the debut of Gobbledygooker and Undertaker at the 90 Survivor Series. A lot of cool stuff. I mean, like I said, I'm interested to see more Target exclusive Legends Ultimate of...
The one Rey Mysterio is coming with the huge headdress.
Yeah, so that was from WrestleMania 22 when
that's
he won the title.
Really cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of just...
That feels like a direct attack toward the AEW ones they're doing with the Lucha Brothers, because they just put them out with the big headdresses. Oh yeah, and I mean, stuff.
Even the Cody Rhodes Ultimate figure, the packaging and everything basically is a big middle finger to the big package set they did as Walmart exclusive Cody Rhodes for AEW. They almost look like identical twins, yeah. But the head sculpts look better.
Yeah,
I mean, the AEW figures all look like pretty much crap for the handful for the most of a part. Couple. But that's pretty much. I mean, for anybody that's a wrestling figure collector, you're either going to be extremely broke in the next 6 to 8 months, or you're going to have to really pick and choose which ones you want. And I don't mind it, store exclusive stuff to an extent. It's starting to get a bit. How many of you think that store exclusives are a little bit much at this point? Like trying to go around and chase stuff down and hope to God that it's there, or God forbid a worker doesn't know about it already and it just never makes it to the shelf. And or you get the bottleneck of there's, you know, 35 Shotzi Black Hearts at my local Walmart and it's clogged to shelf space. So now you're not going to get anything for the next 6 to 8 months.
Braun Strowman was on the shelf so long, he left and then came back and his figure
and Bray Wyatt.
Those are great.
The circle of life of unemployment.
Yeah, that's great. What did we have also? We had Star Wars Celebration.
Celebration,
that was going on too. All the Lucasfilm stuff.
God.
Indiana Jones for
the 40th anniversary of Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Bunch of stuff coming out. A lot of stuff.
The one thing that caught my attention and sold out in seconds was the Star Wars Vintage Collection, the N1 Starfighter. Mando's. I thought, did you get one?
Nice.
It looks so great. And I don't even collect that scale at all, or really Star Wars for that matter, but that ship just looks so sweet. Yeah.
I pick and choose the Star Wars I go after, and I would have liked to have gotten that, but I got the 40th Luke, Vader, and R2 figures.
Okay.
I couldn't pass those up.
Yeah, that ship was what, one? It was like $132. Like
$131.99.
That's
not bad. Not bad. No. What's the scale on it?
It's the vintage collection. It's the G.I.
Oh, okay.
3 3/4
I call
range.
Them G.I. Joe scale. It's a little guy.
It's like the Micro Machine era type of size ships that they did at one point.
No. This is a...
Oh, no, that?
Yeah,
this
would be like Sky Striker size.
Yeah, Sky Striker. Yeah.
Yeah, Sky Striker. Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted it because it looked cool. I just wanted to display it on a shelf. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, that's all. I seen a few other things that looked really good. A lot of things came up and went fast. No spoilers, but I'm telling you what, if you haven't seen that last episode of The Mandalorian, that is screaming action figures like you would not believe.
I don't think I've laughed that much at an episode of Mandalorian.
I just looked at it and I was like, how are they going to stick that little guy in that? You know, how's that go? Okay, that's cool. Look, before Christmas, we're going to be inundated with those. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, but yeah, it's going to be inundated. They're going to be everywhere, and they'll be on clearance before Valentine's Day. So,
a buddy shared a picture of Krang from the Turtles.
Yeah,
in reference to the episode before I had a chance to watch it, so I had no idea what he was referring to, and I went back this morning and said, I get it now.
Yeah. I like that show is like the anti Andor. Like I loved Andor because Andor did not try to sell me action figures. Mando don't give a shit.
No.
He's just like, look, toy. Absolutely. You want this? Yeah. We're going to make this and that. And I mean, it's like, yeah, they don't care. That's a toy.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of WrestleMania, when everybody's like, oh, this happened. It's like, oh, and then running Joker, like, well, Vince is back. There's Mandalorian towards us. Bob Iger's back.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of
marketing
stuff.
For days.
Yes. So we're going to make some money on this IP. Diamond Select or Diamond Toys, they did their fan expo and stuff. The only thing that really caught my attention, which probably caught everyone's attention, they showed the prototypes for the Darkwing Duck and Nega Duck. Select figures.
Ooh.
So those look really nice. They didn't show any articulation yet, but they showed like alternate heads and weapons and attachments to, like, you know, the gas gun and stuff like that. So I'm a Darkwing Duck fanatic.
It's hard right now. Like, it's hard to say between the two who's doing it better. Super 7 with all their cartoon-based figures that they're doing. Like, between... I just saw stuff for the Rescuers and, like, they're
doing... Oh, their Ultimates.
Yeah, their Ultimate runs. Yeah, yeah. Stimpy, like, not outside Disney, Ren and Stimpy, Pinky and the Brain. I don't know who's doing it better right now. Like, I just saw the Rescuers from Disney that they're doing and stuff like that. It's like, man, I don't know who's doing it better, or Super 7 or Diamond, as far as like these Disney, like the cartoon series. I'm hoping for like Tailspin figures and stuff like that, which I imagine they'll probably get to at some point.
You're preaching to the choir.
Speaking of, I heard rumors of a Tailspin reboot, so I'm sure plenty of stuff's coming.
The DuckTales reboot was excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even the Chippendale movie was, I thought the Chippendale movie was pretty good.
I love that movie.
Man. You didn't love it? Oh, I did.
Seeing hands in the back going,
I would have really would have loved it if the early 20s version of Billy could have been there with Captain Crunch watching it. Because it definitely felt like it had those vibes.
Herbal assistance.
Yes, very much so. What else did we see? Oh, speaking of Super 7, they showed their black hole figures.
Oh.
Yes, we're getting...
Which is a really odd... I mean...
We're getting Vincent, Bob, and Maximilian. We're getting the robots.
Yeah, which makes sense. That's really the only thing I think anybody would really want from Black Hole, really.
Yes.
But I mean, Black Hole was one of those movies that failed when it came out.
Oh, horrendous.
But then, like, obviously it got cult status like Flash Gordon and stuff like that.
Guys like me sit around and watch it and quote it.
I haven't seen it in years.
Buy the puzzles and things for it. And
Was Nimoy horrible. In that?
No.
I thought Leonard Nimoy. No, I'm thinking Anthony Perkins from Psycho. He's in it.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking of.
And Ernest Borgnine.
Yes, because he's in everything.
Yes, he was.
And speaking of Super 7, did you see... they announced the Cobra escape pack of Baroness, Cobra Commander, and Destro in their disguises.
Yeah.
And they dropped the announcement on April Fool's Day. So you had no idea.
Yeah, it was legit. Everyone was bluffing or not.
Like, why is he wearing a dress?
You go back a day or two later, it's like, this is real. Legit. You can actually order these.
That's smooth. I mean, it's confusion, but it's funny.
Yeah. No, that's how that guy works. That was a Flynn that runs them. Yeah, he loves doing stuff like that. Which is great, because I love that he has he doesn't take himself so seriously, and you get that weird irreverent stuff like pork chop sandwiches or something on a card back or something, if you know that meme and stuff. So, yeah, I appreciate them for doing that. They just don't care. And he makes a lot of money. That Ultimates line, if you haven't bought any of them, I suggest looking into them. They're nice. For the $55-ish dollars.
He got my ass twice with Cliff Burton.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Double tapped me in the head on that one. I was like,
I don't have one yet, but I will when the Cliff comes out. I've already got them on order.
I got that one on order as well.
I picked up a Toxic Avenger at Geek Meat.
Yeah.
The color-changing one. Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty, for the price, nice. Their packaging is just...
Yes.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Like, don't need to take it out. Sometimes I don't want to take them out because I think the packaging's too nice. And those are really nice to the point where I probably, at some point, I need to pull the trigger and get the Ren Stimpy Ultimate. Those look amazing, too.
They're huge.
But it's like, I'm trying to hold back because, you know, that $50 a shot. And obviously, they got the Matt Cardona and Kurt Hawkins set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all their Super 7 stuff looks really good.
Yeah, the Transformer stuff they've done, like that Optimus Prime.
Oh, yeah, even great. The G.I. Joe stuff. Like, I'm not a big, I like G.I. Joe. I'm not, there's some stuff I like, but I make a conscious point not to get into that world of collecting because I feel like it's like once you get on it, you're not going to get off. So I've made a conscious point to keep my priorities. And a lot of you probably are the same way. It's like, I like this, but if I start buying it, I'm not going to stop. So I need to I appreciate it, but I'm focusing on these things. For me, I'm a Ghostbusters collector, always have been, horror movie stuff. And then I'm trying to keep myself in check on wrestling stuff without going off the rails. So I try to keep it semi-sane. But I do like those. I almost bought a Storm Shadow recently, that package set with the ones at Walmart right now. The Storm Shadow, or not Storm Shadow, but Snake Eyes with the...
With Timber.
Yeah. I almost bought that one.
I seen one on clearance at my Walmart. It was like $25. And I looked at it. I'm like, I sold all my classifieds.
I don't want to
go back.
Yeah.
I want, but then I look and I see, I don't want that. But then I see the Super 7 Storm Shadow. I'm looking at it and I'm like, Yeah, and then like the new wave, like there's a Baroness coming in black.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man. And it looks like she just fell out of the cartoon. Stuff like
yeah, same. Yeah, the new wave's what? Baroness, Gung Ho.
Shore Leave.
The twins are coming too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it Shore Leave that's coming out?
I think in the reaction they've got the twins, but the Ultimates is Gung Ho. Actually, I have it written.
Keep saying Shore Gung-ho, Leave, but I know Stalker, it's not right.
Zartan and Baroness.
Yeah.
Classic Gung Ho with the baby blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Though so many accessories with those figures. I pre-ordered this morning.
They went up. Madballs.
Yeah.
As I saw the
screen. Madballs Wave 2 went up for pre-order this morning.
Hopefully I'll string you along. They didn't last.
Well, yeah. I got them, and that's all that matters. Yeah. So, yeah, I went ahead and got all four of the new ones coming. You know, so it is what it is. I love those figures. They're chunky and they're mad balls and the heads come off and they are all like modular. They all connect and stuff.
There's some retro stuff they've brought back that I think is pretty cool. And the mad ball stuff is one of them. I
mean, look at the accessories. I'm showing you, like, he comes with like a chainsaw and like, yeah.
And an eye stuck in a wrench.
Yeah. And that one's like
a spinal cord.
An eyeball tethered to a femur.
It reminds me of the. You guys ever seen the movie Freaked with Alex Winter?
Yes.
It reminds me of that. Good luck finding that movie, by the way. It's like an $80 DVD.
Yeah.
It eats at my soul.
I just love these things. For me, the gross out stuff of the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
The My Pet Monster, the Garbage Pail Kids, all that stuff.
I even think Creepy Crawlers falls in that territory.
Something dawned on me. Came across my feed. I forget who it is. He was some YouTube guy, and he put something up that he found. And I did not know that Creepy Crawlers made action figures.
He did?
They made these action figures.
You know what? I think you're right.
And they came with the little Creepy Crawler extra, the little metal things.
Yeah.
That was exclusive to make like that version of the figure, like something for that.
An add-on.
Yeah.
So you buy for every
so you buy this cool.
And then you got the add-on for your machine.
Yeah. You got this cool little action figure and then the add-on for the machine. And it was like $4.99 or something. Had no clue
that
they've ever put those out. Then I started looking. I'm like, oh, they're like $80 a piece. It's like, so it's probably obscure. It's probably like a Dollar General toy.
Yeah.
You know,
or something like that. Yeah. I did that recently. I don't know if any of you had this weird thing of like, did you know that somebody had an action figure made of them and you didn't know it? And I was screwing around on eBay one day and I actually found the Biff Bang Pow Venture Brother figures that I'd forgotten about. And those.
Which ones?
Like
the G.I. Joe size or the Mego?
The Mego, both.
Yeah.
And there's even a statue, one of them doing the Venture Brothers logo together. But it also popped up. I don't know why I want it, but it's really expensive. It says, oh, other things you might like. In the 1970s, they made a Mego O.J. Simpson figure.
Yes.
In his Buffalo Bills uniform. And it's a nice carded Mego O.J. figure. And it has in big letters, the juice. And for whatever reason, I want it. I don't know why. And at one point, I'm over there chuckling. My wife's like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, for $600, I can get one with a certificate of authenticity signed by the juice, by O.J. It says Orthol James Simpson. And I'm like, I don't know why I want this. It's a conversation piece to have yourself. Like, what's that? Like, that's a action figure autographed by O.J. Simpson. Why do you have that? Why not?
Well, you gotta display it with a scale model Bronco.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking. I would go out and meet Kato Kaelin just to get something signed. I'm sure he's at my local Taco Bell or something like that, working the window.
He's probably there. He's making gorditas right now. Yeah. He manages an Arby's up by Akron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. It's near Canton.
That's the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Moocher Hall of Fame for sure. So anything else new? There's been a lot of stuff.
It's been kind of weird. I mean, because you had celebrations, you had the Indiana Jones stuff come out, which they're doing stuff for Temple of Doom in this run. A couple of the short rounds in that set looks really cool.
Yeah, me and Joe was talking about that earlier. Yeah. It looks like they finally figured it out that no one gives a damn about Marion Ravenwood, and they won Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. So the next one it has like
four
Indiana Jones. Like there's a Walmart exclusive. Well, no, I'm thinking the Funko Pops. There's Funko Pop ones, Walmart exclusive, him in the suit. But anybody else kind of tired of Funko at this point? Like, it's kind of like, I like Funko. It's cool. Like, but I don't need six different Indiana Joneses.
Yeah.
That is going to get them in trouble again.
Exactly.
Does everything need
Is it crystal?
Does every wave need 13 base Funko Pops, yeah, and then 8 chases, yeah, and then 3 exclusives, and then
the new movie? You got a new movie coming out, and it's, yeah, going to come with this AARP card in the back of it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, come on, man. But I mean, but no, there's like they did one for Short Round, which makes sense with him winning an Oscar recently, and he's really that actor.
Well, then they've never made a Short Round.
Yeah. What surprised me is I didn't see the villain in that one. There's villains.
There's no Molarama yet.
No Molarama, but they've
done it. Want a flaming heart.
Oh, yeah. If he's holding a human heart in his hand. Oh, yeah. Yes. But they're doing villains for Temple of Doom, and not Temple of Doom, but for Raiders and for Last Crusade. I believe they have the likeness rights for Connery.
Yes.
And they're doing, his dad, but no Molarama.
No.
And no Cape Capshaw.
And no Mutt either. What's kind of disheartening.
I mean, it's Shia LaBeouf just put a paper back and says, no, I'm not famous anymore.
Well,
he likes that.
I want an Indy with a refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Gotta do the Indy.
He molds in and fits in the refrigerator.
Yeah, I want Indy in the refrigerator. Oh, yeah. So when he pops open, I gotta have that.
I did, yeah.
What's that?
Groundhog.
Oh yeah, the nuclear. Yeah, it's a one piece. It's a desert sand fridge stuck and groundhog sticking up, looking at him. Yeah,
I would pay good money for that.
Yeah, they got little place sets because they have one where it's like he's hugging Short Round. It's after he's like been converted and has all the whips in his back.
Yeah, and the scene there's like they're doing something for the switch, the fertility idol and the bag of sand. That's an accessory.
That'd be a cool one. I wouldn't want Short Round with the little blocks on his feet whenever he was driving the car and he had the little wood blocks stuck to his feet. I mean, that'd be cool to have the little, change his feet out. That'd be kind of neat.
The problem is, though, with that line, it's an Indiana Jones line. He's the only person that's going to sell. Everything else, just wait a few months.
I think Short Round will go.
You're probably going to get everything on clearance.
Yeah, the villains... not so much. I want the knight from Last Crusade also. Is that you chose wisely? That'd be kind of cool one to have.
I'm sure you can go over there and just grab one of those Toy Biz Lord of the Rings figures.
You could.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Right
Erdl
there.
Monty Python figure?
Yeah, well, there you go. Oh, the indie's the only thing that's going to sell. Like, I watch a lot of guys do area reports, and they go to stores and everything, and everything everyone's finding is... Every figure from Indiana Jones is there, but Indy.
I haven't seen Indiana Jones figures in stores.
Yeah, I haven't
at all.
Either.
People are finding them. So.
Yeah, it seems like, have anybody else seen a bit of a drought in stores lately? I've been in 3 different Targets lately and nothing. The collectible section, like the one on Emerson and Southport, is just full of junk. It doesn't even have anything up. I've noticed that figure shelves are pretty dry. I know there's a lot of Targets going through remodels right now, so maybe their stock isn't getting put up, but even other, like Walmart's, it's
Walmart's got remodels too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. Because, I've noticed it's been kind of dry. I live in Morgan County, so have our local Walmart, which is a joke, and then the surrounding Targets around us, it's been pretty dry. I haven't really seen a whole lot out there. So, that's why you brought up Indiana Jones. There's been any new. The only thing new I saw was turtle stuff pop up on the shelves recently, and that was about it.
They just had that NECA haul-a-thon.
Nothing. I didn't see jack.
Well, that's mostly all turtles, though.
Yeah, it was, but I didn't even see setups like end caps or signs. Yeah. Nothing. I was like, okay.
Look, I live in a third world.
Greencastle,
I live in a third
country?
World county.
Country.
Yeah. I mean, when I got to go to the big city and it's called Brazil, I mean, it's pretty bad out there. But I will say.
I go to the land of Canby.
It's palatial out there. Yeah. Very high end. Yeah. But I go like to Crawfordsville. I go to Brazil and my Walmart, and that's all I got. And we don't even have like NECA sets. No, we don't have. Crawfordsville does, but not really of anything of like interest. It's kind of sucks.
It's just been kind of a weird time. But no, back like the Indiana Jones stuff. I think if it gets out in stores more, I think. And I think possibly with this new movie coming out, which I think comes out in June. You're going to see an influx. You're probably going to see them set up displays, maybe some aisle setups with stuff. Also, Anybody else think that'd be kind of interesting to possibly see with Hasbro now having the rights, likeness rights to, I'm not going to try to say the guy's name because I'm going to butcher it. The gentleman that played Short Round as a kid and just won the Oscar. The possibility if they could do the Goonies. Because if you look at they have that likeness, they could go out now and they can probably get Corey's likeness for $1.25 and some change and a couple of his albums. But
probably
the rest of them, yeah. Like they'd probably do it in a heartbeat and do a new figure run. And I bet you money with him winning that Oscar and him doing the interview, there's probably been a major influx of Goonies purchasing of late, merchandising. I feel like there's probably a big influx of that right now.
I could see that.
I don't know, man. I don't know. For me,
a lot of people buying Encino Man because they're both in it.
I will say this. If you're going to go so far as make Goonies figures, we'll just stow that and give me Monster Squad figures.
Yeah.
Those would sell way better than Goonies
figures. That's an odd one because I feel like how dangerous would – I always wonder
how close to the Universal Monsters
without getting your ass sued.
Well, Mezco is releasing that big haunted house with all of them, and they're all Universal Monsters. But the Universal Monsters technically – unless you're doing the likeness of the actors, those characters
go back to the authors, wouldn't it? Mary Shelley.
It's open IP.
Yeah.
It's like you can draw Winnie the Pooh, but you can't put him in a red shirt.
Yeah.
Because that's Disney Winnie the Pooh.
Because that's what,
you know, that type of situation. With those characters, it's open and they can do what you want.
Yeah. And that's why I'm like literally over there with my fingers crossed someday that Mel Brooks hands over the neck of young Frankenstein. Like, give me a set of young Frankenstein figures.
Those would be good in the Ultimate line. The boxed ones, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like now, because I know when Mel made Spaceballs, he had to sign a contract with George Lucas to agree to never release action figures for Spaceballs.
Yeah.
That was part of the agreement. Now, George don't own it no more. Disney does. Different playing ground. And I'm hoping, I don't want it to happen after Mel dies, but I have a feeling that's probably what ended up happening, for them to go, hey,
yeah,
let's do Spaceballs. We're going to do Spaceballs. We'll do just like the classic era Star Wars figures, just like you saw him playing with in the movie.
5 points of articulation. Yeah.
The candy.
As long as I can get that desert combing.
God. Set.
Yeah.
You press the button. It's like, find anything yet?
He found shit. Yeah, that would be awesome. I would love that. There's so many of those old movies that we could go back and get action figures for. But there's a part of it. I don't think every movie deserves an action figure.
And that's where Funko I don't think made
every modern action figure or every modern movie deserves an action figure. Look, not being an ass, but did McFarlane need to make Dune figures?
No.
They're horrible.
He really didn't even have to go the hard in the paint on the newest Batman movie.
No. It's not a figure.
That wasn't.
It's not a toyetic movie.
No.
It's not.
No.
And what sucks is you've got to keep that in mind as much as us as adult collectors are like, oh, man, you can do like all this stuff. But at the end of the day, if you can't get a companion line that kids would buy, it's kind of hard to get some of that stuff.
And that's
made.
What, I mean, I forget what company made them. That's what got started the hot water issue years ago when Toys R Us was still around with the Breaking Bad figures. That they made those Breaking Bad figures, the Walter White, and they had a bag of crystal meth in the package.
Yeah.
And they put it in the aisle with everything else, and parents instantly lost their minds. And I'm like, I guess I see a point. And which then they started to toe the line back on the collectible aspect of buying figures in Toys R Us, and you couldn't find a lot of the non-kid-centric toys. It was, you know, because you used to go in there, and there's a whole section. It was all the McFarlane stuff, the NECA stuff.
And you had some of your smaller toy lines.
Yeah, smaller things like that.
Like your Breaking Bad.
Yeah, and then once that happened, like overnight, half of that area got shrank down. And it was just literally McFarlane and NECA, and that was it. And so Breaking Bad, did you need figures for that? Was there really a Sons of Anarchy? Good God.
They've got to have the awareness to realize that some of that stuff, like Breaking Bad, say Mezco makes something in specialty stores.
Not being a jerk, but I can't see the dude at home in his trailer with the Bud Light.
They're Miller Lite drinkers.
Well, Miller Lite drinkers. Curtains.
I said that, didn't I?
Yeah. Curtains saying, oh, man, I need a Jax Teller action figure. I don't see that. I don't see them doing that.
No, they're using that money for crystal meth.
Right. No, I mean, but I just don't see that fan base having disposable income to buy frivolous little plastic men?
No.
Or would they care to own those?
Even when I worked at GameStop as a manager. When I'm literally looking at it from right there, the McFarlane Walking Dead figures, right?
Yes.
We carried them. They came out. There was Walking Dead video games, crap ones. They were coming out, though. And even like Dead Island Riptide was coming out that time. There was a lot of zombie-centric games coming out. Mm-hmm. And I would intentionally take those figures and put them right next to my checkout when those games came out just to try to get them out the door. And that's their market. That is their market. That is their yes. niche market. And they wouldn't even look at them. And I'm like, okay, like... That proves the point. You don't need a toy line for every little single thing that comes out.
Yes.
I just, you don't. And that's where Funko's kind of shot themselves in the foot a little bit, going over the bridge on how much stuff you need.
They don't want to learn their lesson.
And they're, it's just.
Until they're bankrupt and they're going to blame somebody else.
Yeah.
They're going to put their blame on like whoever that, you know, oh, the people didn't buy that. Yeah, because you didn't make anything anybody wanted.
Yeah.
Like, no one, I mean, honestly, though, how many Grogu vinyl pops, Funko pops, are they? No, seriously, I mean, top to bottom. Top to bottom. I mean,
you're upsetting my life.
Full disclosure, I don't know what that is.
Baby Yoda.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How many of them is made? I mean, from the first one to the second
to
one.
The Target exclusive
and
giant
then he's
one?
Laying yeah. down, and then there's like, you know, seductive pose Grogu, and then there's this and that. And those, that's exclusive to the Hot Topic, of course. And then you got all this, and it's like, man, how many of these do you need? I don't see anyone needing anything or wanting that.
Yeah. Even I, like, there's some cool stuff that came out. Like, I kind of narrowed it down at one point of, like, now I'm just basically doing the music ones. I think a lot of the music ones are kind of cool that
they're
doing.
Well, they're typically a smaller print run.
Yeah, and I learned my lesson because I didn't get that Black album set.
Yeah.
But I did a lot of the classic movie ones. They did, like, a run of, like, Tommy Boy. And they did a run of Billy Madison. They did a run of Caddyshack. But then, like, they started sneakily spinning stuff off. So it's like, oh, you want Chris Farley. Well, here's Chris Farley with the break box. But here's Fat Man in a Little Coat one. It's a Target exclusive. I'm like, all right, damn it.
Yeah.
Or Caddyshack.
They did that with me and the What About Bob figures.
Yeah, Stripes.
Yeah.
They love Bill Murray. They beat my ass on the Bill
I mean,
Murray.
The same head's going to work for
every single
figure.
Yeah,
that
receding
he does.
Hairline with a smirk. Got it.
Yeah, pretty easy.
Gradually turning white.
Quasi mullet. Yeah. The 80s Bill Murray. It's pretty easy.
But yeah, they really got really silly about that. And that's when I told myself, like, okay, Dumb and Dumber was another one. They did like five different Harrys, one in the tux, one in with him on the scooter, all these different ones. I was like, okay.
They put them both in the dog car.
They did a dog car, but they weren't both in it.
Okay.
They weren't but they did all these different sets and I'm like, okay, I just need to prioritize. I just want one of each. So, like, my Billy Madison, I just got the one with him sitting in the bathtub holding the shampoo and conditioner. I'm like, okay, that's good enough.
Yeah.
You know, Happy Gilmore, I just have him trying to punch Bob Barker in the face. You know, it's like, that's the sets that I'm like, okay, that's enough. That's all I need. And same with Indiana Jones. I went to Disney World. If you go to Disney World, they have a giant, only at Disney World, MGM Studios or Hollywood Studios, of Indiana Jones with...
The fertility idol?
Yeah, fertility idol. And that's what, it's just that, and you can get that only at Disney. That's all I want. That's all I need. I don't need all these new ones that are coming out. That's great. That's all I need. But, you know, that's where I had to draw the line. It's like, okay, this, buying every single exclusive Chase toy, like, I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm not. And the older we get, we have full-time jobs, we have families, all this stuff. There are only so many hours in the day that you can, like, go.
Yeah.
Just actively, and we've talked about this several episodes. Hot Topics cut their stuff down.
Yep.
Kmart.
They cut their stuff down.
Yeah. They cut it all the way down to a Chapter 11.
Down to the bone.
Yeah. Toys R Us too.
Yeah.
Unless you're in Canada or in China.
GameStop's getting close.
Yeah, they're tiptoeing into it.
GameStop will be close because Think Geek went.
Yep. Belly up. But no, I mean, for a lot of us, it's like, how many versions do you need of that?
No.
And even McFarlane, I mean,
Like, how many Batman do I
need? How many Batman?
God. All of them.
God. And it's like, and now like Keaton's back. He's like, yes.
Oh, there's, Michael Keaton. Which brings us to the Mezco 89 Batman
finally showing up.
And
is it here?
Oh, people aren't happy.
Oh, really?
They waited 3 years for, look like a chocolate dipped turd. It's bad. It looks bad.
Wow.
My buddy.
The suit looks like it has like white on it. Like it's like.
Like cocaine Batman?
Well, all Batmans are on cocaine. Yeah. But no, it feels like the plastic's odd or something is what people are saying. It's, yeah.
And
it's
what got, size is the figure?
Some
kind
of coating. It's 112 scale.
112 scale. It's Mezco's.
Okay. I thought they were doing like a giant one like NECA did.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. I've got a buddy who is all about Batman.
Yeah.
Been waiting on it. He posted a video of throwing the thing in the trash.
Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would at least save it for a convention and throw it at a Mezco rep.
It's really hard. No. The thing is, though, and I'm not going to blame Mezco, but they're definitely where the fault lies. It's really hard to make a 112 scale figure and basically give it a full bodysuit with no joints. Like, there's no outside joints. Like, this thing is literally in bondage latex, the whole figure. Like Batman was, right? Yeah. Like the 89 Batman was. They could have broke up the sculpt. They could have done something, but it's like, hey, there's a joint in there. Click, click, click. That's it. It's really odd.
What I think is funny is, I mean, we've seen the stories of Keaton saying how difficult it was to move in that suit, and people are complaining about the figure not being posable. It's like, well, it's actually realistic.
Yeah.
It's like, why can't this? Why doesn't his head turn?
Because it doesn't.
Yeah,
the head looks so disproportionate.
Watch the movie. Yeah. He did this.
Yeah. Every time, I guess if I was a Mezco rep at like a press conference, they're asking me his questions. I just had like the video behind me and just hit play. Like, just click.
He didn't move.
That's why.
it doesn't look good. People got really
dogs upset. Don't look up. Neither does Batman.
Very true. Yeah, it was a shit show for sure. People got really upset, man.
I mean, there's some people who love it. They're like dying on that hill, but
over there, McFarlane's over there laughing and like, I'm gonna put out one of my own.
He's gonna put out like 100 of them, like with mask, without mask, battle damaged, and it's just gonna keep going and going and going. So.
Has he said anything about his special announcement on that stuff yet?
No.
No?
No. They did release that Entertainment Earth exclusive Flash, and they made 3,000 of them. It's in a box. It's a black Flash with, like, yellow highlights. It's a repaint of one of the first Flash figures they made, and it sold out in seconds. So good for him, but the rumor is he's going to create this new line of figures that's going to be about $40 to $50, and they're going to be bigger boxed, and they're going to come with more accessories, and they're going to come with extra paint and alternate heads and things. He's going to basically step into the space that Super 7 has.
Like an Ultimates edition.
Yes. He's going to
do a limited run.
Limited runs, and he's going to do them because he has a DC license and these, of course, his Spawn license. And the rumor behind the scenes is he has shored up the rest of the founders of Image. So we might see something very interesting
happen.
That'd be
Wildcats and stuff.
Yeah, well,
that's
DC.
Did I see something about him getting the turtle license too?
There is still rumors floating around him with the turtle license too. So don't ever count Todd out.
Yeah.
The minute you think he's done and he's ran something into the ground, no, he's good. So this is going to take some crowd participation. I have a story, and I want everyone's opinion.
Is this the one we're talking about?
Yep. Okay. We're not going to out this person. We're not going to out the business or anything. I have a friend that went to a local toy store, much like the one we're setting in now. And he goes in, and he finds his what he calls Holy Grail figure. He finds that doink.
Yeah, it was a
from that box.
Mattel Creations,
yeah.
New generation box set that you had to pre-order for, and then you had to hit all your stretch goals, and it came with a Diesel, it came with the Randy Savage, and the last stretch goal was Doink the Clown. They don't make a lot of Doink the Clowns. And a very nice figure.
It came with three different heads, like an angry head,
a surprised face,
and a smile or something. Yeah. Anyway, so you can see all the accessories and things for this figure.
Kind of an expensive figure because a lot of people break it into pieces. They go there for about $125 to $150.
He ended up trading in a bunch of stuff, and this is his quote. He was lowballed on a whole bunch of it, but he wanted this Doink the Clown figure for whatever reason. This is his, what he called, holy grail. So he gets this, and he gets it home. And then about a day later, he sends me a picture. And he says, Billy, what is wrong with this figure? And I look at it. He has not opened it. One of the heads is a repeat. It's not been opened.
Yeah.
Has not been opened. This is a factory defect.
Really?
This factory, because his arms and his legs still have the plastic wrapping around them holding him in. If they got that head out, good luck.
Here's my thing with that. My argument to that is that face is on his head, but the two heads to his side, they could have swapped that head out.
True.
And done it that way.
So he goes... He's got this figure, and it's clearly something's amiss, right? Either it's factory
or somebody's QC tampered with
or
it.
Someone tampered with it. Let's just go ahead and say whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's not complete.
Yeah.
He goes back to the store, and the local toy store says, well, I didn't see that. You didn't see that. Tough noogies. We're not going to make it right. What do you mean you're not going to make it right? We're not going to make it right. It's done. If we'll give you anything, we'll give you half a store credit for the figure, and you're done. So this kid is reaching out to me and asking me what he should do, and I'm like, you're kind of stuck, because if the store doesn't want to refund it...
If there's not a return policy, he could just tell you that, you know, it is what it is.
So if you owned a store and someone came in and bought a more expensive than normal action figure, and you didn't catch that the accessories were swapped out or what QC or whatever, and they brought it back, would you tell that guy basically kick rocks, or would you make him whole however way to make it right? What would you do?
Yeah, it's a question of ethics, you know, of good business ethics.
Refund.
Make it right.
Exactly.
Because now we're sitting here and we're talking about it. And granted, there's only going to be tens of people that give a damn and know. And I'm not going to out the local store. But they nailed him. And they took a bunch of stuff on the low. Like $100, you know, figures. And he gave him like $8 for them and stuff. That kid wanted that Doink the Clown figure that damn bad.
Yeah, in this store in question, I've been in twice.
They hate me.
Oh, they hate my ass now too.
anyway,
so yeah, I went the first time I went there, and I didn't know the background
of the hatred.
I just went in, and my wife and we went to Lowe's, and we were out shopping around, and we went in there, and I bought some stuff. I bought some Funko Pops. She's a big Stephen King It fan. She's almost damn near got like all the different Pennywises and stuff like that. And I'm one of those people, I listen to what's going on in the store. I just listen. I want to know just kind of get the feel of the store. I just want to know what's going on. And the first indicator to me is I worked, my brother, who also is part of ITC, he works in car sales. I worked in car sales for a while. I didn't sell cars. I worked on cars. But the biggest no-no you don't do is you don't brag in public about taking somebody. You don't go, well, I just got this guy for this. And this gentleman did that in a busy store.
Loosely termed gentleman.
Yeah. And I'm like, wow, that's not something you do. Meanwhile, his Christian praise music is playing in the background, which I thought was ironic.
Okay, we're getting close.
Okay.
But I'm going to have to get the details from you guys after this.
And that's the stuff that I don't like. It rubs me the wrong way. You don't do that.
The kid reached out to me because of the toy group. And also, I'm pretty visible online on liking action figures. So running to conventions and this and everything, there are some people that actually like me. There's a lot more people that hate me. You've probably seen the letter.
I saw the letter.
Sorry, I shouldn't have sent that.
One too many cocktails.
Well, yeah. With me, as somebody that used to be a retailer myself, from being a store owner that dealt with comics and action figure stuff, if someone came to me and says, Billy, look, this Marvel Legend that's, quote, sealed, it's missing its whatever in there. Okay. It's sealed. It's a QC issue. Let's make it right.
Because he could probably get a hold of the vendor and probably return it back as damage to the vendor.
That's an interesting situation. Postscript, he did reach out to Mattel, and they said because he got it secondhand,
third party, he can't do anything about it.
Mm. Yeah. That they can't justify sending him the replacement head or the replacement figure because Mattel. I mean, that's about all I can say.
And so, it was a Kickstarter, which probably was another colder can of worms.
And there is no replacements for that figure. So now this kid is heartbroken. Mm-hmm. I say kid. I mean, he's an adult. Younger than me, so everyone's junior at that point. but now this kid is out a buttload of his own figures to get this figure that he really, 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 really wanted. And now he's got this insult to injury in his collection now.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him. There's nothing I can do. I can't go down there and hold the dude to the down there. I just, I mean, we could. Well, right. I mean,
I got bail money.
Yeah, right. Yeah, me too. We can circle us up a posse. There you go. All right. I prefer pool balls and beanies, but that's just how
I was a shaving cam and a sock guy.
I'm old school like that.
I got a batarang.
A batarang. Anybody got one of those NECA batarangs?
I worked in retail, like I said, at GameStop, and we had our own rules about, and you guys know, if you buy a brand new game sealed, you take it home, you open it up, 99% of the time, whether it be Walmart, Target, GameStop, the moment you do that, they can't take it back on a return because you've already opened it. Code of the road. Mm-hmm. Now, rewind back to 2009 when Grand Theft Auto V came out. Grand Theft Auto V, obviously, a lot of controversy behind it. Very mature game. Parents apparently don't know how to read the back of the mature logo on the back of it.
Yeah.
And we got a statement, and this was to GameStop's credit. They said, hey, we're having problems. Here's the deal. Normally, our policy is you don't take a return after a new game has been open. But because of this problem of parents not reading the mature logo and the kids getting the game home and finally seeing Franklin out running the streets, we got problems. And so we're going to drop it, return them. If they come back and they complain, no questions asked, just return it. This is just, we're just eat it. That's what we're going to do. And we'll just pre-tag it as pre-owned, put it on the shelf. It is what it is. Do it. Which is fine because we did. We had a lot of parents coming in going, I didn't know this. And, you know, me not trying to be a dick and blatantly show them the rating on the back and explaining in grave detail
called
what it is.
Grand Theft Auto. It's not Unicorn Adventure.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't matter. They don't listen. Yeah. I ran into that running movie theater.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
When the Deadpool movie came
out. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe I Spit on Your Grave's a horrible movie. You think? It's called I Spit on Your Grave.
Yeah, we actually went inside the auditoriums and did pre-show announcements for Deadpool and said, hey, I see you got your kids in here. That's really not a good idea. And somebody yelled at me, don't try to tell me how I raise my kids.
Okay.
And earmuffs kids, I just said, okay, we'll be prepared to explain to them what pegging is when the movie's over. They got up and left, to their credit.
International Women's Day.
Yeah.
So it all falls under, I guess, business ethics. Yeah. What do you think is right and wrong?
What do you do as a business owner?
Because this person could have swooped in and saved the day and said, you know what? Okay, I'll take it back. You know, pick out something else. We'll figure out what to do with this.
Equivalent store credit, whatever the person needs to be whole. Not to be over you, but to be whole, you know. And I couldn't imagine. Here's the deal with that. If something like that happens and you make that kid holes, like, hey, man, sorry it happened. I'm going to keep my eyes out for another one, blah, blah, blah. You know, you see one, you get it or whatever. You can do that. You can go that route. But the being nice to that kid or nice to that guy, he's going to go tell everybody that, hey, I didn't get screwed. Yeah. They stood up. And that's going to get four or five more people through the door. And that four or five more people, you don't know who they are. And you don't know how much they spend. Yeah. You could got your money back tenfold in the next 2 weeks by being a kind person. Or you need that money right now because you're going to because you need that grab.
Good gas travels pretty far. Bad gas travels pretty goddamn fast.
Right? And that was true. It's true. So,
and just like any other place in the world, hey, I went to this restaurant. It made me bleed from my anus. Okay, well, then I'm going to tell everybody not to go there because I don't want
Please.
I mean, please tell me. Unless, I don't want to go because I don't want that to happen.
Unless I know someone's down for that, and then I will let them know accordingly.
So, it's one of those things like, it's just we do these shows. We are in Danville. We're in Bloomington, you know. Mm-hmm. And you have vendors, and it's the same rule kind of applies there. You have a vendor there who's nice, who wants to talk to you, interact with you. Hey, you know, maybe they give you a deal. Who knows? They don't have to, but sometimes they do. But you remember that, and you may, when that happens, hey, can I get your business card?
Yeah.
Can I get your flyer? Like, what, do you have a store location where you guys look at? Do you have a website? Do you have, you know, a Whatnot or Mercari store?
Hey, I like them Predator alien-looking figure
things. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to play with these in front of the whole entire convention.
Yeah. Here's a vendor. I got these things. I come back 5 minutes later. I got nothing. Oh, well, sounds like it worked out pretty well.
At the end of the day, me and Paul's been doing this so long. With the ITCE and Geek Meet and everything, I like when the vendors come up and cuss me at the end of the day, and they're like, "All I've got's no toys and all this money." I'm like, "Oh, such a problem to have." Yeah, I've had vendors go, "Well, what am I going to be able to do at the next show?" I'm like, "I don't know. Relax, because you made your nut. You made your money." Yeah.
I'm sorry you overshot the gap by a mile.
Yeah, congratulations. I put a few $1,000 in your pocket. I'm sorry, right? What do you? Can I borrow some money?
Yeah,
because you made more than me today.
Yeah.
Am I wrong, Paul?
No, you're not wrong about that.
It's a little too close to home.
Ouch.
Yeah. Sorry.
Cry a little.
Yeah.
But that's the whole point. Is just that all these guys are private owned. Private. They're not backed by a corporate company.
This is
they're
a not, Toys R Us.
This is a Toys R Us. This is a Walmart. It's not a. You know, these guys. Without being taken advantage of or being walked on, or you know, they're here to help you get what you want, maybe get you a decent deal. You know, if you're bringing stuff in, try to work something out with you. You know,
because they're fans too.
Exactly.
You're in this business and you're not a fan of action figures,
we can smell you out from a mile away.
What are you doing? Yeah.
You can smell one of those out from a mile
away. Yeah, I can smell disingenuous.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You go to those flea market booths like up in Indy. And the Air Jordan guys with the football jersey on with the wall full of Funko Pops behind them, you know where the motivation is behind that. It's not for love of the game.
No.
It's really not.
They don't care.
They have zero cares.
eBay tells me this is worth a lot.
Yeah.
This little app tells me I need to buy it.
Yeah. And you could tell who are
it's genuinely loving. It's the same. It's the culture vultures that brought back, that came back with the sports during COVID cards. With sports cards. They've died back out. They'll find something else. They're the same ones that hopped on and started to create an artificial currency with Bitcoin or whatever crap they just made up, NFTs or whatever. Look, comes and goes.
They're good artificial artists, too.
Well, that might be where that letter came from, actually. So,
like I said, it probably wasn't theirs. They probably stole it from somebody else.
Someone's going to screw up. Someone's going to screw up, and I will get them.
Yeah,
they will be mine. And yes,
because you're going to see,
it
you're gonna
will
see
be some, a lot like an episode of SVU.
Because you're going to see somebody else's hate letter and go, wait a minute, that's the same hate letter I got. I'm like,
where'd
it's
you
an AI generated
from? Yeah,
I don't feel so special now.
Yeah,
oh, they're playing Mad Libs hate mail. Oh,
ChatGPT hate mail.
Yeah.
Cool.
Damn, I thought I was special. I'm not the only fat one.
I think the stage proves that.
Thanks.
I hope this thing holds.
No, I don't know. When the guy reached out to me and he brought that to my attention, I'm trying to walk him through.
As like you're, but I'm like, trying also like to, as a friend trying to like be there for moral support. Like, hey man, like this is awful. But I don't know what to do.
And like, I had to give him a disclaimer. Look, this man hates me. I do not care for him. Mm-hmm. So that is the disclaimer up front. Mm-hmm. And this is what I would do. I did not send the kid to be malicious, and I did none of that. I didn't want him to, you know, look, 21-year-old Billy would have said, look, you pull your car up in the back, you get your tire iron out, and you take his windows out, yep. You get your $125
back.
Yeah, one way or another.
Yep.
45-year-old Billy ain't going to do that.
But I'm 38, so I split the difference.
Yeah, there you go, yeah. You still got a little bit of hate left in you. I'm too old for it. But I tried to send him that way, and the guy, and he did do what I said, and the guy still wouldn't play ball.
Yeah, and now here's the thing I'd like to find, and maybe, I mean, you guys, I don't know. You know, part of me wants to reach out to other stores that I know carries that type of stuff. Like one right off the top of my head, Roma Collectibles out of Ohio is heavy on wrestling figures. Mm-hmm. They're a big wrestling. And part of me wants to reach out to Aaron going, Aaron, this guy got this done to him.
I have.
Is there any way you could work something out with them in exchange for that figure and maybe something? He may have to pay a tiny bit out of pocket, but something
I know, to
mend that fence to not – so this guy don't get screwed. And you know what? And by doing that, he's probably going to – and some like, oh, and now any – like those guys help me out and you created a new, you know.
I have reached out to some stores I know that cater to the high-end wrestling crowd. Yeah. And I have put my, you know, like, mm-hmm. guys, I'm not asking for a favor, but if I can score one of these for
a reasonable price,
for a really reasonable price, I'm going to try to help this kid out one way or another.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I have no horse in this. Race.
No, but just like any of you, if any of you were in that situation and another fan, if you got our, you know, Toy Collectors, you know, United Titans, like I had this happen to me, or, you know, I lost my collection in a fire, or, you know, this tornadoes.
Yeah.
Hey, I just lost this really high end figure. I lost it in a tornado. I'm going to hedge my bet the majority of you would instantly be like, hey, as a community of collectors.
Yeah.
Can we find this for him? We'll all chip in $10.
Yeah, something. I mean, they do it all the time, right?
Fix the problem.
Yeah, we try to help.
Yeah.
That we are a very small community, and it takes one person being an ass, and they stand out, and they get talked about.
Yep.
And it happens. If you do good, they talk about that, mm-hmm. as well. So, I mean, I'm trying to help him. So I wanted to pose that question of that story I've been dealing with this week. Of what would a store owner do? And I am willing to bet that every other one that I know would do the right thing, and this other, it, not so much. So it sucks, you know. And I just told him, I said, just don't go back. I mean, that's really where, you know.
Not only don't go back, just anybody close to you is like, I'm thinking about going to this place again.
Don't. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, news travels.
Oh, yeah.
News travels. So, yeah, that's true. So, what else we got, guys?
Anybody have any questions you want to throw out?
Anybody finding anything good?
Yeah, you guys finding things? Any toy? That Super 7?
Yeah,
I saw it at Geek Meet. It was right next to the Ren and Stimpy, and I'm like, damn. The Ren and Stimpy Super 7 Ultimates.
The Ren and Stimpy ones?
Yeah, oh. They had those like...
The pink, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, right, because... it was Super Lair that had them. So they had Ren and Stimpy, they had Pinky and the Brain, and I think in the middle they had the Animaniacs.
Yeah.
And I saw it, I was like.
Yeah, Yakko, Wacko, and Dot, man.
And you know, they just announced this. What's that? Oh, you said Hysteria. I thought you said
Hysteria. I wish they did Hysteria. Or Freakazoid? Oh, Marsupilami.
Yeah.
Bonkers. I can go all day.
Oh, yeah.
I ate a lot of cereal.
Well, they just announced
it. I think watched it was a lot of cartoons.
The HBO Max, or they're changing their name now to Max or whatever. One of the series they are bringing back is Tiny Toon Adventures. Yep. And that right there, you know, is going to be a trigger pull. So, somebody's going to be on top of that.
I married Elmira.
You did?
I did.
Yeah.
She'll grab one of the cats and squeeze it, love it, and hug it. And I'm like, put the cat down. It's not ours.
Put the rabbit
down. It's feral. Yeah. Yeah. I'm married. I call her Elmira behind the scenes. Yeah.
But yeah,
she's gonna hear this, and you'll never see me again.
My wife doesn't listen to anything I do.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you really think Joy listens to this?
Hey, my wife's in the audience. So.
No wonder you've been good today. Oh, I don't overspend.
What you're talking about?
I don't collect that at all. Yeah. There you go.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, that Super 7, the animated stuff that they're doing is just, you can't, I mean, I don't really feel like you could screw up animated. I guess you could screw up animated if you didn't care, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's Simpsons stuff too. I mean, everything, that whole Ultimates line, top to bottom, is more hits than misses, in my opinion.
Yeah. And the price point is a bit stiff, but to get everything you get with it, all the extras, the packaging. And so it's like, man, but
it's been a long time since The Simpsons was in my wheelhouse anyway, but I want that movie
so bad. Right?
Yeah.
That one too.
And another one to me, I'm being a horror fan, if you look at in contrast, and being really talked to this not too long ago, if you remember the first set of like the movie Maniacs that came out in the 90s, late 90s of Freddy, Jason, Leatherface, Patrick, Michael Myers, all these different ones, and look at what NECA is doing now. And you were to put like the Nightmare 3 Freddy up against the Ultimate or the Movie Maniacs, man, they're night and day. Like it's so much better. Like I loved them when they came out. Trust me, I had almost
because we never had anything.
Yeah, it was like new to the scene, but now like that Friday the 13th Part 7 figure from NECA out, which is the first appearance of Kane Hodder and with the busted skull and the makeup that, you know, they did back then. That figure is phenomenal compared to any other Jason figure that came out prior from McFarland. Mm-hmm. Mezco did some decent ones. But you just look how much the evolution of the figures have came from where they were to now.
Even NECA, they're in between getting to these new boxed set figures.
Yeah, the 2000 era Cult Classics.
The Cult Classics, those were just statues like McFarlane's were for the most part.
And some of those are still really hard to find. Like,
tell me about
them. Yeah. There's some that they did that I'm like, man, like they did Shaun of the Dead ones. Good luck finding them. Yeah. You know,
but they're
Tall Man Phantasm, Patrick Bateman.
Yeah, those suck. Yeah.
But they just the evolution of, like you said, the animated figures, all these other companies now, how their skills,
it's the accessories that I think sell those figures.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much stuff that
comes. Does Ren Stimpy come with Log? I have to look and see.
Yes.
Because they did a figure of just Log, and I know they did, and I can't.
That was Palisades.
That Palisades did that?
But no, they did. The Log is
it was just a log.
Yeah.
I've got a plush log.
Yeah, he's in there.
Yeah. I've got Powder Toast Man, I think, too.
I don't think they've made him. They've made him before, but they haven't yet.
Yeah,
so
Palisades.
He's coming, I'm sure. Like, I got both of the Papa Emeritus's that they've done. And those, so much stuff that comes with them. Cloth, you know, everything, and it's just they're beautiful figures. I don't mind spending $55 on those.
Yeah, I need to go back and try to figure out how to get that Lemmy Ultimate that they did from Motorhead. They did an Ultimate figure of Lemmy before they did Cliff Burton. I think you can get through Big Bad.
Big Bad,
but that figure is amazing. Look too, it came with part of his amp, his Murder One amp,
and
his Rickenbacker and everything. Mm-hmm. That's another one I need to get. Their music figures they're doing. Even the small, like I have the Cliff Burton one. They did a Paul Bailoff from Exodus and stuff like that are kind of cool.
I love their small scale stuff. I have a pretty extensive collection.
The cards for some of them are wild. Like you said, like the ghost ones for Papa Emeritus, it's a large upside down cross with a figure strapped to
it. The crucifix.
Or Biff Tannen from part two is his board. His bulldog board.
Even their those are exclusive. Those are releases. Even their normal releases, and we've talked about it on the show before, those figures are art pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't to be opened. The cards.
Well, you had Tim Barron at the last show.
Yeah, Tim Barron and with his Astro Zombies.
Yeah, I mean, those Astro Zombies, the art he does in general was amazing, but the packaging he did for those figures
and then you stick the figure and then my buddy Pete with Killer Bootlegs with the Phantom Star Killers and everything. Those are works of art. Those are to be like, you know, you can open them. That's great. But, to clamshell them and hang them.
I wish there was a way they could make it where you could remove the clamshell in a way that didn't cause damage to the card. Then you could take the card and frame it.
Some people, there is some companies that do that. I know Boss Fight. All the Boss Fight stuff has that overlay.
Yeah.
And you can slide the card out, and then you can take the figure out of its little shell and stuff. There's some companies that do that, but I would like to see Super 7 do that. But honestly, if they did, it'd probably take their figures to like $25 instead of like $20.
Yeah, they'd up the price.
Yeah, they're a little high, a little salty for something that big. I was digging through, you're talking about Super 7, I was digging through my basement recently, and I forgot I had all of the Army of Darkness that they did.
Yeah, he does this. He does this thing where he'll buy stuff. I've known him for 20 years, and he'll forget. And like he texts me because I also collect movies. I like physical media. I don't like the idea of like liking a movie and then it falling off streaming and then you lose the damn thing and you don't see it ever again. And I've noticed large influx of movies just disappearing. Things aren't getting crossed over to DVD. Things aren't getting crossed over to Blu-ray. And movies now are starting, some movies are getting really hard to find. So I buy a lot of movies. So he texts me, he's like, hey, I got a bunch of movies I'm going to go part off with. And he's just like, oh, yeah, I forgot I had this. Oh, look, this is still sealed. Forgot I had
this. It's sealed, like, and it's horrible. Like, and I'm like, yeah.
Huh? He's like, oh, yeah, I forgot this was there.
I found a stack of, like, PlayStation 3 games. Like, there was, like, 40 games, and none of them were open. They were all sealed still. I'm like, I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot. I just get busy, and things end up in cardboard boxes, and then cardboard boxes get toted downstairs to the basement, and then the basement just eats them.
Have you had this happen before? You lose the figure, it's gone. Like, I am missing a Legends Roddy Piper from Target from several series ago. I know I bought the freaking thing, and I cannot find it anywhere, and I know I'm going to buy the damn thing again. As soon as I go to put it up, I'm going to do something, and I'm going to find it. Yeah. And my wife's going to look at me and go, because I was sorting through my movies and I have a scanning system. It's a database to track my movies and with my video games too. So I don't buy duplicates. But there was a time that the app screwed up. And during that time, I have a stack about that tall
of duplicates. Yeah.
And she kind of looked at me and I'm like, I bought them all at half price books for like $2-3. And I'm cheapskate. I'll do that or I'll go to Disc Replay. I was like, buy three, get six free. I'm like, you're damn right. And I'll go up there and
I, Super 7, I found, I forgot again that I had all three of the Iron Giants that they released. I forgot they even had the license for Iron Giant.
They did. I do remember them having it.
And I've got all three of them, and I had no idea that I had them.
Yeah.
Yeah, just stacks. I got stacks of Super 7. They're beautiful. All of them. I mean, and the artworks on the cards and stuff are absolutely fantastic. And that's why I buy them for, because it's an art piece, because I look at toys as art. There they are. I got shelves in my basement, and it's just full. And I'm like pulling figures out. I'm like, oh, I'll be damned. Look, wow, that's fun. When did that come from?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man. Oh, it's horrible. It's so horrible. And every time, like before I left, a package from Big Bad Toy Store was on my front step.
Yeah.
So I open it. And I throw the box in the basement, and I make the figure disappear. So she's home now, and she doesn't know what's in the house.
Yeah.
Because it just blends in with all the other mess. So, yeah, it's
my bad. My wife's out of the room. I do the same thing. I'll take it out of the package, and then it goes up the stairs.
I got the new wave of those Boss Fight Studios skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
Those 6-inch skeletons. Yeah, I got those in today. So, yeah, I'll go home and we'll play with them.
Yeah. No, the only thing she knew that showed up this week is I pre-ordered the new Metallica album. I got the new vinyl. It's the like Bumblebee Explosion vinyl from Walmart. Cool. And it showed up and I got CD and stuff like that. I bought like 3 copies because I have a problem. But and as I'm buying this, my other second favorite band, Seven Dust, is like, hey, we're putting new album out July 23rd. Here's 6 different color vinyls. I'm like, why?
Because they know we're OCD.
Yeah. But OCD. Bands like that, like Seven, not so much Metallica. I mean, they're their own enterprise. But, I mean, Seven Dust is a band that is pretty much on their own. They make their own stuff. I all buy their physical copies all day, every day, because that money is going directly to them.
No, and that's you know, the same way I buy the indie toys.
It's exactly. Indie toys are the same thing. Yeah. You know,
I was
the Mattel. That's what always chapped me a little bit with the whole
the billion-dollar company asking,
I need a Kickstarter. I need a GoFundMe for my toys. I'm like, you're a multi-billion-dollar company. Right. Why?
Yeah, you've been making Star Wars toys for how long? And now you want to want your hand out?
Yeah, it's one thing if you want to build a custom Proton pack that Eric didn't buy that's going for $1,000 on eBay.
Well, there's
You know, but like the wrestling thing, a $400 set. And we need to go fund me in a Kickstarter. Just put the damn set out. They're going to buy it. Like, what? Right. You know wrestling fans are going to buy it.
So talking about indie toys before we wrap everything up, I got this in a couple weeks ago. Some people probably seen pictures of it. I found this guy online, and he goes by Mega Customs, and he's out of France. And he makes these kits that you add on to pre-existing mass market figures. So he put this one up in about 4 months ago, and he 3D printed it. He painted it. He sanded it. Everything else. I finally got it in. I got the Simon Belmont mod kit. It takes a Masters of the Universe class or origins, I should say. I
think it's got a Schwarzenegger chin.
Right, yeah, right, yeah. So he got, you take a He-Man from Origins and then you slap these pieces on that he made and it turns it into Simon Belmont from Castlevania. He's done that with a bunch of other properties like Brave, Brave Star? He's done a bunch of them and he does these kits. The kits are a little pricey. They're like $125, but I got the overlay. I got the new head, the wrap around, and he did these weapons. Like he's got Simon Belmont's whip in here with real chain, and he even put in a wire that you can run through the chain to pose it like it's flipping through the air. Not cheap by any means, and not for the general, market. Oh, and he also, because it did so well, he sent me a boomerang. So I got a Simon's boomerang from Castlevania. This is the stuff that I like. I like this weird, is it bootleg? Is it not? Is it, you know?
I think it's modding. I don't consider it. He's basically no different. Customizing. I mean, it's no different than you see people doing new paint jobs on wrestling figures or, oh, I'm going to alter this person's clothing to how they looked at this period. I think it kind of falls in the same territory.
Jesus, look at that chin. You are right.
Yeah.
God
bless. That's what I was like. Did he do it?
That's a handsome man.
Yeah. I got the side view and I'm like,
Jesus, look at the jaw on there. Yeah. But anyway, it's really pretty. He did a really good job. He does this all on his own. If you look him up or have any questions or anything, I'll send you his information. But yeah, it's really nice. Like it feels. I know it's resin, but it doesn't feel resin. So I found that really interesting. But I'm going to buy more of his stuff because I just thought it was really cool to take basically a clearance He-Man. And turn it into
what I think it's fun to do stuff like that though. When you were a kid, how many of you kids
kit bash, man? Yeah.
Yeah, like kid Terry, you got your Hot Wheels out and you're like trying to repaint the cars. Yeah, like
absolutely.
I mean it
yep.
Sure you may have later pretty much ruined a figure that's worth a boatload of money later on in life.
Look, they wasn't too much made it out of the Great Bottle Rocket War of 86.
I pulled out
my Ghostbusters that did not make it out of that.
I pulled out my firehouse from Ghostbusters and apparently I wanted to tag the building like it was in Compton. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? And I'm like, oh, thank God for Goo Gone and alcohol.
Elbow grease.
Yeah. Clean this bad boy up because clearly looks like it's just been ran through the ringer.
Also, I got in a couple of weeks ago, and I've been playing with, full disclosure, I know Jason that owns Spiro. He's done ITCE. He's been on the podcast and stuff. But his new line has came out, and they're getting huge accolades all over the toy collecting community. These are just, his Animal Warriors of the Kingdom figure, just awesome. These things are going to make a lot of...
that's a cool looking figure.
Yeah, it is. They're going to make a lot of top figures of the year for this year's lot of list and stuff. Beautiful figures. Does not feel like it's an independent figure by any means. It feels like something that you bought, like, lack of a better term, like Walmart or something.
Yeah.
They did a really
It reminds good job. Me, that's the his general look looks like reminds me of something out of Small Soldiers.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of people say that.
It has that look of like the Small Soldiers characters.
Yeah. No, they're gorgeous figures. No QC issues, no nothing. I didn't have to make an action figure soup out of it, you know, under hot water to get things to move. And
Dan Housen says, boil it.
Boil it. Yes, we boil it. We boil the figures tonight. But no, none of that. And it comes with lots of extras and stuff. I think the first wave has fantastic. My figures that I'm looking forward to are the second waves, like the Bobcat looking guy and stuff like that. So
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I've gotten a lot of stuff in. Like I said, I got those skeletons from Boss Fight Studios. They're 6-inch scale.
Oh, the ones that look like the Harryhausen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. so I got
See,
those.
You need to get your Army of Darkness Ash out and Evil Ash out and recreate the whole battle scene at the end of Army of Darkness.
Oh, no. It's going to get real bad. Anybody that's on our toy group has seen that that house that I posted pictures of.
Yeah.
Okay. That thing in person is ridiculous. But that lady that made that is right now making me one, and it's a cat replica of the cabin. Ooh. From yes.
How much? Just let me know how much.
Nice.
get in line. All right. Because after that one's done, I'm getting the Amityville house.
Ooh, that'd be a good one too.
But she does. It's crazy. Like she went in and actually took like a punch, and hit the little boards. She cuts those boards by hand. Those are actually barn wood that she's cutting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's ridiculous what she does. But anyway, yeah, I've got one, and I'll have it at ITCE this year by the custom figures and stuff, because I'm going to make a Halloween diorama.
They need to rig it with lights and stuff and make the windows have eyes in it and stuff.
It's going to be bad. Dead too. It's going to be very bad. That's kind of something. How big? It's scale for like 1/112 scale. Wow. Yeah, it's big. It's big. It's awesome. If you look on the toy group, you'll see the pictures. It's gorgeous. Yeah. And the minute she brought it in, it was really funny that she brought it in, and there was some people around and stuff. She knows I'm an action figure nerd, because at my office, when holidays come, and if I have action figures for the holidays, they come with me. So I have stuff everywhere, all around the front desk of the building and everything. And she knew I was an action figure guy, so she wanted to show me that stuff. That's how I got to do it. But we're sitting there talking, and she's like, "Oh, yeah, this and that." And she's doing it for something. I forget why she makes them. But anyway, one of my bosses coming around the corner. Was like, "Oh, that looks really good. You put it out in the yard and put a little tractor." I'm like, "Tractor?" Like, looked at him, I was like, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "Yeah, it's like, you know, a little well and an outhouse." I'm like,
"No, there'll be blood."
No, there will be blood. I said, "I will dip a toothbrush in a gallon bucket of blood or red paint, and I'll splatter the shit out of this
it
thing."
It works really good.
Oh, it works great. Yeah. Yeah. So he's like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "Are you kidding me? A tractor?"
Yeah. Yeah. This is what you took from this?
Yeah.
Norman Rockwell?
It dawned on him, like, no, Billy does not like Thomas Kincaid paintings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want the Sawyer house from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Right? Yeah. So I've been throwing ideas back and forth with this lady. She's I think we're going to actually do my reindeer meat for sale diorama. My wife, God bless her, she's a damn saint for dealing with me. Every year I try to do something in the front yard for Halloween, and she won't let me do it. And I've been wanting to do this for years. I want to make a giant sign, you know, 8 foot, 8 foot, big sign in the yard that says reindeer meat for sale, and wrap Christmas lights around it, and then put 8 crucifixes in the yard. The reason I want to do this is because my dad passed away. He was a deer hunter, and we have antlers. I was going to put antlers on all the crucifixes, like I'd killed all of Santa's reindeer, and I'm now peddling deer meat on the side. She says she'd no go. Now she says no go, but fast forward to now, I found the lady that will do it in scale to that house. So now I have something to put on the kitchen table for Halloween.
Centerpiece. How quickly it just turned into a centerpiece.
Yes. It's like, ta-da. Yeah. So, yes, that's being talked about as well. But anyway, yeah, That house is absolutely gorgeous, and it's heavy. And when you flip it over, she's actually went so far as like there's rafters and things. And no, she ain't playing. She ain't playing. They're gorgeous. She looked at me. She said, "Oh, it shouldn't be more than $100." I'm like, "You want that now?"
Like I said, the Sawyer house.
Yeah.
And also his barbecue and gas stations.
All of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's gonna get bad. Yeah. It's gonna get real bad. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. That's that would be amazing.
The house. Yeah, even I'm.
Yeah, that would be cool, right?
I went, ooh.
Yeah, it's like no one, like very few people would know what that is. People would walk in your house like, yeah, it's like, what is that? Like, yeah, don't worry about it. If you know, you know. If you don't, get out of here. So, yeah.
The Venture Compound.
The Venture Compound would be like the USS flag of that, right? Yeah. I mean, it would be huge. It'd be amazing. That's a license that needs more toys.
Well, they said that the movie is going to happen now.
Yeah, we'll see.
So Max gave the green light to that and Metalocalypse.
Yes.
So we are in Deathlock's going on tour with a new album. Yep. So hopefully we're going to get our venture. Patrick Warburton said he finished all of his recording.
Well, we'll see. So, anything else? We'll wrap it up. We'll put.
I know
this
we're
going to
be in Illinois for NerdCon.
Robinson out at NerdCon, a small show, but we're going to go out and have fun.
That's May 27th.
Yeah, the end of May,
and then end of June, I'm going to be out. Peddling wares at if you guys ever heard of Black Circle Brewing Company up in Broad Ripple, they are holding an event there on end of June called Dead Formats. It's free, kid friendly. They're going to be doing door prizes, giveaways, things like that.
It's like VHS tapes,
yeah. It's
right?
If you're dead a collector, media. Yeah, it's dead media. If you like VHS, cassettes, 8-tracks, vinyl. Finals kind of back, whatever. But laser disc, you name it, that type of stuff. If you're a fan of that stuff or trying to find a movie that you know just never made it past VHS, this is the event to go to. It's free. I'm going to have a table there. I'm going to have stuff promoting for ITC. Then I'll have probably old tapes and stuff that I have accumulated throughout the years.
I found that laser disc in my basement.
Yep, that's going up there too. I think he's wanting that to go up there too. I have like a whole Betamax collection I just inherited. I found like original copies of like the Goonies on Betamax.
I found a 3D. I think I found a 3DO as well.
Dear God, man. But I'm going to be up there. And
you're going to find the Holy Grail.
Yeah,
point,
he's going to go, right? Oh, look, the first appearance Batman. Like, when'd you buy that? I don't know.
It's there though.
But yeah, it's free event, kid friendly. They're gonna be doing all kinds of stuff. I think they have some food vendors out there too. The guys are. I was interested in just buying a table to move some movies, and brought up ITC, and the guy jumped. He's like, "I love ITC. I go every year." I'm like, "Well, we're part of the group. Do you want us to come up there? We'll put some flyers out for you." Mailed me a whole bunch of flyers.
Cool.
So we're gonna be up there doing that as well. So. Local
and then
local shows.
We'll try to do. We finally figured out my my problem at my home as far as recording and stuff. So we're gonna try to do try to get to like every other week and try to get more regular and stuff. So
yeah,
and we've also you won't stutter. Hopefully,
are you making fun of my speech impediment?
Yes,
but yeah. And also,
fair.
It's not cinder block. It's all the toys that's blocking the Wi-Fi signal.
He can't get through the wall of plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would believe that.
And then obviously, Faraday, they want us to have back again.
Yeah.
You know, do this again.
We love doing the live in person. Yeah.
I pitched the idea of, finding old crappy movies maybe to go along with this, and we can all rip on really crappy toy movie conversions or things of that nature.
Well,
I'm
looking back
and the Shadows.
In the Shadows, and I'm like,
yeah, I think I'm going to watch Riff Tracks or Mystery Science Theater. Yeah. Yeah.
You seeing it right there? Yeah. I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, this is going to get very bad.
Yeah. So that might be an older age event, maybe.
That would be, That would be good. So, that's it. We good? Paul, recorded? Did it record?
The red light is still on, and timer is ticking.
I'll be damned.
Zoom's not about to shut us down.
Yeah, we only have 123 hours of space left, so we might need to wrap it up.
Okay.
All right. That's us. Thanks, guys, for coming out and humoring us and everything.
Yeah.
Thank you. And thank you again to the Wardwells and Faraday.
Go buy some of their toys.
Buy stuff.
Yeah. Buy things. Now.
Greenwood.
Thanks, everybody.
I need a wall.
Late sleep.
My legs asleep. It's like sitting on a toilet.